It is promising that senior military officials, after a four-day brawl of death and destruction, have agreed to hold the fire and work for congeniality. This moment would not have arrived without the tactful mediation of the United States, and will not be able to hold on either if there occurs a slip between the cup and the lip. The reported first round of talks between the DGMOs of Pakistan and India was, indeed, a jiff of fresh air, hinting that normalcy will soon be on the cards. With no two opinions, the way forward is to iron out the intricate issues on the political front and let warmongering and provocation take a back seat. It is a good omen that an understanding has been reached to ensure troop reduction from the borders and forward areas, and get talking. The hotline established is an opportunity in disaster, and should not go in vain as it pertains to peace and security of more than 2 billion people of the region and beyond, whose survival was at stake as the Hindutva-laden mindset unleashed aggression on Pakistan. Now is the time to ensure that India does not opt for jingoism across the border on the flimsy pretexts that it cannot substantiate. India's unprovoked and reprehensible onslaught across the line of control led to the martyrdom of at least 40 civilians and 11 military personnel, as well as injuries to scores of civilians. The thaw, meanwhile, must proceed on two fronts, instantly, holding a fire, and ushering in necessary confidence-building measures so that the tipping point is no more in sight. The duel has brought to the fore a pertinent point, and that is the indispensability to address the lingering dispute of Kashmir. The nod from India to discuss the dispute, and the future status of the occupied territory, is a way forward and should be result-oriented. Washington has a responsibility to dispense in the form of acting as an honest broker, and must prevail over India to rescind its decision to suspend the Indus Water Treaty.